Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to be with you this morning for worship here in the house of our Lord and also online. Do you remember the cheer? Stand up, be proud, say your name out loud. We are the... How does that cheer apply to us as Christians? Are we willing to stand up, be proud, humbly speaking? Say his name out loud, that we are affiliated with Christ? Have we been called to faith to keep it hidden or to make it known? Again, not in an obnoxious way, but not leaving people wonder if we are or not even aware of the fact that we are associated with Jesus. Something for us to ponder during this hour of worship. I invite your attention to page 3 as we turn to the invocation. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
And also with you.
How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty.
My soul yearns to give thanks for the courts of the Lord.
Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you.
Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere.
I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked.
O Lord Almighty, blessed are they who trust in you.
Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord.
Let us worship him.
Please stand. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him.
This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins
God invites us to come into His presence and worship Him with humble and penitent hearts. Therefore, let us acknowledge our sinfulness and ask Him to forgive us.
Holy and merciful Father, I confess that I am by nature sinful, and that I have disobeyed You in my thoughts, words, and actions. I have done what is evil, and failed to do what is good. For this I deserve Your punishment, both now and in eternity. But I am truly sorry for my sins, and trusting in my Savior Jesus Christ, I pray, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner.
God, our Heavenly Father, has been merciful to us and has given His only Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Therefore, hear the word of Christ through His called servant. All your sins are forgiven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thanks be to God.
The works of the Lord are great and glorious. His name is worthy of praise. Almighty God, You sent Your one and only Son as the word of life for our eyes to see and our ears to hear. Help us believe what the Scriptures proclaim about Him and do the things that are pleasing in Your sight.
Through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Please be seated.
On this Sunday after Epiphany,
reading from Holy Scripture from the book of Exodus, the 19th chapter, reminded of the fact that the Lord has standards for us to live by, not just for ourselves, but also as a way to help us connect ourselves to others and then unto God. On the first day of the third month after the Israelites left Egypt, on that very day they came to the desert of Sinai. After they set out from Rephidim, they entered the desert of Sinai, and Israel camped there in the desert in front of the mountain. Then Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain and said, "This is what you are to say to the descendants of Jacob, and what you are to tell the people of Israel. You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt, and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all the nations you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites." So Moses went back and summoned the elders of the people and set before them all the words the Lord had commanded him to speak. The people all responded together, "We will do everything the Lord has said." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We join in Psalm 119.
Thank you.
We are encouraged to let our identity as a Christian be evident. This encouragement, a reading from Holy Scripture, 1 Peter chapter 2. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Dear friends, I urge you, as foreigners and exiles, to abstain from sinful desires which wage war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that, though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day He visits us. The word of the Lord. Please stand for the Gospel reading. A reading from Holy Scripture, the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Jesus speaks of the value of salt and light. And so think of the value you have to offer as you are His salt and light. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law, until everything is accomplished. Therefore, anyone who sets aside one of the least of these commands and teaches others accordingly will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. This is the word of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ. Please be seated as we continue with our hymn of the day.
This comes from God our Father, through our living Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. in whose name we continue our focus on the Scriptures this morning. We hear once again these words from 1 Peter. Dear friends, as foreigners and exiles or strangers, live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day He visits us. This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, who indeed is the light of the world and has called us and enables us to be lights in His name. Do people like you? How do you know? Your family has to like you. Well, so they say. But that is not always the case, right? Has anyone ever told you that they do not like you and why they don't like you? Or on the flip side, has anyone ever said, you know, I like you and this is why I like you? Some people go out of their way to be liked, and that may lead them to do some things that they really should not be doing in order to get that likable appeal, and should regret at some point what they were thinking they had to do to be liked, unless their conscience already has been seared. Just because we are Christians does not mean that we do not want to be liked, and yet we realize at the same time that because we are Christians, there are some people who will not like us. That is on them, not on you or on us. At the same time, we need to ask ourselves, are we perhaps doing something that maybe intentionally agonizes someone? That leads them to not like us or not take us seriously as a Christian. What we are to speak the truth and live out the truth, how we speak it and how we live it is important. We also recognize that the world has never been friendly for Christianity. The Lord recognizes this, especially uncompromised Christianity. And so the Lord, recognizing this, has provided us a way to understand this and to deal with it and to work through it. And so the words that He had penned years ago still are very much applicable for you and me today and for generations to come. The encouragement may sound strange, and yet go ahead and be strange. For you are not just anybody. And as such, you are not just meant to fit in. Go ahead and be strange. For you are not just anybody by the grace of God. He has set you apart to be His very own. And so, in a sense, you are strange to the world. You are a foreigner or an exile to the world because by the grace of God, you have been set apart to no longer think like the world, but to think like Christ. Paul reminds us of that in those familiar words from 2 Corinthians 5. The love of Christ compels us to no longer live for ourselves, but rather for Him who died and rose again. God be praised for His grace. His grace in action. Now again, grace is the cause of why we have been set apart. God did not set us apart in view of our faith or in view of that we would be good recipients or good people. And so He chose to set us apart. No, in undeserved love, as John 3:16 reminds us, God set us apart. And He sets us apart through His means of grace, His tools to bring people to Himself and to keep people connected to Himself. Thus, we cannot compromise the gospel in any way, shape, or form. The gospel in the Word itself and the sacraments that Jesus has instituted so that people can come to Him and grow up in Him. Baptism and the Lord's Supper. Through such means, God has called us to be His own. And through such means, God keeps us as His own. Through baptism, we are reminded to drown our old Adam daily by contrition and repentance, because that old Adam is a good swimmer and likes to arise day after day to lead us astray. And so the Lord reminds us, drown him. I've given you the tool to drown him. And so baptism serves a daily purpose. It's through baptism that God connects us and brings us into His family. And it's through the reminder of that baptism we are able to drown that old Adam. Because again, it's not us doing it, but God through His Word. And through the Lord's Supper then, He assures us that your sins have been paid for, that I indeed have set you apart to be my own, and I give you the strength again and again through the gospel in word and through the Lord's Supper to live as strangers in this world. So the world may consider you to be strange. So what? We're not living to please the world, are we? We're living to please the Lord God who has made this world to be His very own and has set us apart to be His own for time and for eternity. So God be praised not only for His grace in our life, but also for the means of grace in our life. And at the heart of that gospel is what? The good news of sins forgiven, not by what we do, but by what Jesus Christ has done for us. Emmanuel, God with us. He has brought peace to this world, a peace that the world cannot attain for itself. Though the world tries time and time again to be at peace, but it will not be without Christ at the heart of that peace. And so treasure once again the peace that you have with God through Jesus. You have been reconciled to God thanks to His grace, the result of that grace in your life. And that reconciliation verdict is available to everyone and can be their own through the means of grace. And so then the importance of recognizing what the Lord through Peter reminds us of who we are, right? We are a royal priesthood. We are a people belonging to God. We have identity and purpose. Identity that we have not come up with and a purpose that we have not given to ourselves. Rather, it all has been given to us by God. We are royalty through Jesus. We are representatives of Jesus and able to represent others before Jesus. He has opened the way to God the Father's throne. And so you and I have the right and the ability and the opportunity to not only bring our own requests to God, but also the requests and needs of others to God. So who's on your prayer list? Day in and day out. And what are you praying for with them in mind? It may be their physical well-being. It may be their emotional well-being. It may be their spiritual well-being. Pray and don't give up. You may see the answer up to your prayer. You may not. But we are reminded by the Lord to pray and to trust. For God has set us apart for such a purpose. God has also set us apart then to be His representatives in the world. He has put light in our hearts so that we can let that light shine through us. And so in that way, go ahead and be strange, for we are not just anybody, and we are not just meant to fit in. We are meant to stand out, not in an arrogant way, look at me, but not to be of the world while being in the world. We are called to let that light of Jesus shine through us. Because all of us from the get-go, from conception on, are in the dark. And are not going to find the light on our own. But God uses us who are in the light to shed light unto them, the light of Jesus. And one of the ways to help shed light onto people is by how we live and how we talk. And so day in and day out, we get an opportunity to examine our words and our actions. Are they Christ-like? Are we living out the light? Are we putting good salt out there? And again, the results of such are not on us, but on God. He just simply calls us to get that light and that salt out there. He wants us to be the influencer rather than to be influenced. And so to help us then be the influencer, think of the words of Proverbs, for example. As Solomon encourages the readers of Proverbs to be influencers, and as such, live in wisdom, not in folly. But folly is right there day after day, knocking on the door of our hearts, trying to mislead us and take us down, trying to get us to fit in with the world so we don't look strange. But again, we're not accountable to the world. We're accountable to God. And so let us put godly wisdom into practice. Solomon then reminds us, choose your friends carefully. Who are you hanging out with? Are you being an influencer on your friends, or are you allowing your friends to be an influencer on you? You know, sometimes, right, when we're walking alone and we're by ourselves, we can do that godly thing, but then we get in a group of people. Why is it then we think it's okay to do something we should not be doing? Exactly. Be the influencer. And if those friends are influencing you, what do you do? And if they're not willing to be influenced by you, then, as hard as it may be, walk away. Pray for them, but don't keep hanging around. Choose wisely. And again, not just when it comes to friends, when it comes to work or whatever it might be. Maybe you're joined a fitness club. It's a good idea. But then again, maybe who is around that fitness club is not a good influence for you to be around. Either find a different time or find a different club. It's that we're consciously thinking of how can we be salt and light, not in an obnoxious way, and how can we be an influencer rather than be influenced. As soon as we feel ourselves being influenced, God help us take steps to walk away. We know it's not easy. The Apostle Paul reminds us that in Romans 7, in that tongue-twisting section, the good that I want to do, I do not do, but the evil I do not want to do, that I keep on doing. What a wretched man I am, but thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We mess up day after day, and yet his mercy picks us up day after day so that by the grace of God, we can do what he has put in our mind and heart to do. There are many influences out in the world today, right? It's not an easy walk, but it's not an impossible walk with Jesus. And so be an encourager, and to help us be an encourager, stay connected to Jesus through his means of grace like we're doing today, through that Bible app, through whatever devotion process you have going on, stay connected to Jesus. And be encouraged through the words of Jesus, who he has given you to do by what he has made you his own. And as then you are encouraged by the Lord through his word, be an encourager to someone else. Maybe someone who has fallen away and forgotten their baptism and what that means. Or maybe someone who hasn't yet had a chance to get really connected to Jesus. You have an opportunity as priests and representatives and God's holy people to connect them to a true family, the family of God, through those means of grace. And again, it's not an easy to talk to somebody who has fallen away, especially a family member. But what don't you want to live with? Regrets. You know, I was going to talk to them, but I didn't know that they'd be hit on Highway 80 today and flipped over and die. I wish I would have taken the time to talk to him. What's wrong with today? Again, they may not heed your encouragement to to take Jesus seriously, that's on them, not on you. But then you don't have that regret of, at least I made the opportunity. And if you can't get that opportunity, pray that someone somehow will have an opportunity to remind them of what they had or what they can have through Jesus. So go ahead and be considered strange. Better to be that than the alternative, which is nothing really to write home about. For we have been set apart to not just fit in, but to stand out and share the why God and not something else. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, the light of the world. Amen. We join together in a confession of faith. It begins on page 9.
We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. Amen. Please be seated.
Prayer, we'll sing the words of hymn 483, Lord of All Good. Further pray, Almighty God, we praise and honor your holy name for your numerous acts of love and mercy on behalf of your people. We rejoice in the knowledge that he is our advocate before your throne and that he intercedes for us in all our needs. Give to all who serve your holy church a full measure of your grace, that Christ may be confessed, his cross uplifted, and his gospel declared as the only way to eternal life. Bless all parents that they may be wholesome examples to their children.
May they teach their children to love you, to practice virtue, to desire to pursue instruction in your word, and to serve your church in all evil.
Hear the prayers of all who are afflicted. In the quiet hour of the night, when they are weighed down with pain, loneliness, and anxiety, bring them strength and hope by assuring them that your love endures, your power overcomes, and your presence remains constant. Lord, birthdays are another reminder of how special our life is, as you are the one who has given us this life. Move us to view one another as gifts from you. Continue to refresh in body and soul those celebrating a birthday this week. And so continue to bless also the couples among us who are celebrating a wedding anniversary. Renew their love for one another as they reflect on your great love for them. Lord, we ask that you refresh the bodies and minds of Debbie Avey-Alamont as she undergoes a medical procedure this coming week, and that of Len and Shirley Sampaio as they recover from recent medical attention. Not only refresh their bodies as you will for them, above all, continue to refresh their minds and hearts with the reminder that these health challenges do not change their status with you through Jesus. Hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. As we leave this hour of worship, we give all glory to Jesus. And we also pray,
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
As we turn to the sacrament, lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he gave it thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Thank you.
We pray. Hear the prayer of your people, O Lord, that the lips which have praised you here may glorify you in the world, that the eyes which have seen the coming of your Son may long for his coming again, and that all who have received in his true body and blood the pledge of your forgiveness may be restored to live a new and holy life through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Brothers and sisters, go in peace. Live in harmony with one another. Serve the Lord with gladness. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. Morning again. Just to highlight, thank you for continuing to fill out those blue connection cards and also mingling with one another, especially someone you don't know. Take the opportunity to at least say hi to that person. And just a reminder about thank offerings. Thank offerings can go in those wooden boxes on the wall that when you enter the church proper on either side by those single doors. Connection cards can go in there as well. Also, your Connect cards can go in that basket on the table there with the lamp on it in the entryway. Or your offerings can also be placed in the offering plate that's on the bookshelf where you find the bulletin. So again, trying to make it as convenient as possible for everyone. Thank you for your diligence in both the connection cards and your faithfulness in the thank offerings. Bible study today, we're looking at Ecclesiastes, emphasizing the fact that your life is not meaningless, thanks to God, but how often the temptation is there to think our life is meaningless. And maybe you don't have that temptation, but maybe a friend or a family member does, and so you can encourage them through the word of the Lord that they do have indeed a meaningful life by God's grace. Then also, a Sunday school will be taking place, starting out Jim, are you starting out here today to sing, or you want to in the chapel? Thank you. So at 9:15, if you want to sing along with them, you're welcome to do so, and then come back here at 9:30 for Bible study. Teens will meet in the gathering space. First Sunday of the month is also Mission Box Sunday for Lutheran Women's Missionary Society. All ladies of the congregation really are part of that effort, and it's not just for ladies, really. I mean, men, we support mission work too. So if you always want to learn more about the great work that LWMS supports, and they really do, because not everything can be fit into the regular budgets for mission work, world and home, we rely on those gifts. So those mission boxes are available where you pick up your bulletins. You can learn more about those mission boxes on the bulletin board in the entryway. Jesus Cares is scheduled at 2 o'clock today. That will take place in the chapel at 2 o'clock. Elaine Nisterchek's Victory Service, again, this coming Wednesday, Lord willing, at 10 a.m. with a light meal to follow. And then just encourage you to see the weekly news for other things that are going on here at church and school. If you want to learn more about the school, check out the website, download their main page. It also is sent out with the weekly news on Saturdays. If you don't get those links with the bulletin and weekly news and so forth, ask Stacy in the office and we'll get you on that email chain. Provided you give us a legit email. And if your email has changed, please let Stacy know that too. Have a great day in the Lord. Thank you.